This is Corey and Jay from the Corey and Jay Show.
That's right. Right here at 100.3 The Edge in Little Rock, Arkansas, and 103.7 The Fox in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
And you are listening to our friend, one of the great pirate broadcasters of all time,
man,
Dave Rabbit. The following program brought to you in high definition, Dave Rabbit Audio.
Suspended in time and space for a moment, this is Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show, which features artists and their music from the Pod Show PodSafe Music Network, which is located at www.podshow.com. I live in a very private, kinky world of darkness, a universe whose dimensions are the size, thickness, and length of my Johnson. In here, in the vastness of space, in the void that is the internet, is an enemy known as isolation and boredom. It sits here waiting for you, waiting with the patience of eons, forever waiting. So put down your lotion and quit whacking off. Sit back, listen, and enjoy the ride. You've just crossed over from reality and entered the Rabbit Podcast Zone.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another evening of new groups, or groups that may not be well known, from the PodSafe Music Network. Getting us started tonight on Band 1 is Paradise. Their website's www.paradisetheband.com. That's PARADISETHEBAND.com. Paradise was born from an original and eccentric concept combining loud music, heavy riffs, and Polynesian pop art to deliver an intense sound backed up by explosive visuals. They're from Quebec, Canada. Their influences are Judas Priest, Motley Crue, and Motorhead. Let's listen to their song, Super 8. Rockin' with the Rabbaroo.
Loud, I'm proud to do the things I do. You know.
Paradise, Super 8. Band number two is Paul Sabo, whose website's www.cdbaby.com/all/Paul Sabo. That's P-A-U-L-S-A-B-O. A diverse singer-songwriter who combines his diverse influences to create a classic rock sound all his own. Familiar, yet original at the same time, mainly due to witty lyrics and catchy riffs. From California, his influences are Lenny Kravitz, Prince, the Allman Brothers, The Police, Beatles, and Judas Priest. Let's listen to his song entitled In Vain. Blowing more rock your way on the Big 69. Sabo. In Vain. Band number three is called Phantom's Opera. Their website is arearecords.com. That's AEIARECORDS.com. Then go to Artist and click on Artist and go and find Phantom's Opera. They're from New Jersey. We're going to tone it down just a hair. We're going to listen to their song, and which I think is really a great one. It's called Play My Guitar. And for those fans of the Rabbit Zone, we're going to do this next song in sign language. Phantom's Opera, Play My Guitar. I love that song. Band number four is Pierre Journel. His website is www.lepcc.net. It says he's a lone guitar player playing with a couple of electric guitars and a laptop computer. His influences are Satriani, Clapton, and Beck. Let's listen to his song entitled Bam Metal. Heavy sounds continue on the Rabbit Zone. Journal, Bam Metal from Quebec. I like that song. Band number five is Pilfa Confession Box, whose website's www.myspace.com/Pilfa Confession Box, which is PILFACONFESSIONBOX. Their influences are Guns N' Roses, The Cult, Iron Maiden, STP, and VR. From the United Kingdom, let's listen to their song, Visions of Rosemary.
Thank you.
Filtha Confession Box, Visions of Rosemary. Band number six is Pitch Union, whose website cyclonerecords.ca/artist/pitchunion. That's cyclonerecords.ca/artist/pitchunion. Pitch Union was formed from the ashes of some of Windsor's finest groups. This four-piece band from Windsor, Ontario, collectively, has had quite a career playing small to large venues locally and out of town. Pitch Union could be classified as a heavy, alternative rock band from Ontario, Canada. Let's listen to their song, Yeah. Thank you. Pitch Union. Yeah. Our classic rock showcase group is Santana. Their website's www.santana.com. Carlos Augusto Alvarez Santana is the Grammy Award-winning Mexican-American musician and Latin rock guitarist. He became famous in the late 1960s and early 1970s with his band, the Santana Blues Band, which created a highly successful blend of salsa, rock, blues, and jazz fusion. Their sound featured his often high-pitched and clean guitar lines set against Latin instrumentation, such as timbales and congas. Bill Graham, who had been a fan of the band from the start, convinced the promoters of the Woodstock Music and Art Festival to let them appear before their first album was even released. They were one of the surprises of the festival. Their set was legendary, and later the exposure of their 11-minute instrumental Soul Sacrifice in the Woodstock film and soundtrack albums vastly increased Santana's popularity. Graham also gave the band some key advice to record the Willie Bobo song, Evil Ways, as he felt it would get them radio airplay. Their first album, simply entitled Santana, became a huge hit, reaching number 4 on the U.S. album charts, and the catchy single, Evil Ways, reached number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Santana continued to work in these forms over the following decades and experienced a sudden resurgence of popularity and critical acclaim in the late 1990s. Over his career, he has sold an estimated 80 million albums worldwide. And now the first of my two favorite songs of Santana, Evil Ways. And the hits just keep on coming.
Running and hiding all over.
Well, that brings us to the ending of show number 14 of the Rabbit Zone. Hope you had a great time with the old Rabbaroo, and we'll see you on the next episode. We're going to end with one of the most famous and most requested song by the troops on the field in the Republic of Vietnam. Soul Sacrifice. Say, speaking of soul sacrifice, I just got a message that the special at the cafeteria is seasoned twats. The dark meat of Africa. Cooking with the Big 69.
And so concludes this journey into the mind and the musical adventures of Dave Rabbit. But if you return soon, you'll find him right here, ready to bring you new episodes and highlights from the music of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. And you'll find plenty more from Dave at his official podcast network home at daverabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, I'm Charlie Cooper wishing you safe travels through the Rabbit Zone.